I'm Anthony Zarita, and this is WRPR News.
Shall I read you the statement? Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Mohammed Eldib is a Muslim American student at Ramapo College, and for the time leading up to Election Day, he joked about Donald Trump being elected and what that would mean for his family. Jokes like how he may have to leave the country or have to register as a Muslim.
To be honest with you, before, like, you know, Trump got elected, when they were, like, you know, still in the process of, like, you know, who's gonna, like, decide who's gonna be president, you know, at first this entire thing was kind of a joke to me. You know, with Trump, I'd say, oh, if he were ever to be president, I'm gonna get kicked out of the country. You know, it was kind of almost like this whole entire, like, you know, presidential race was all like a big giant meme for me. It was kind of funny at first, you know, until he actually became president. I was like, oh damn, this is actually for real right now. You know, it was all fun and games until he became president. My initial reaction when he became president, I was pretty upset. I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty upset.
Mohammed really started to contemplate the reality of a Trump presidency.
Thinking about, you know, my future in this country, I'm thinking about, you know, it's not him that I'm afraid of. It's his influence. He's influenced so many people. And just little things, like, I always think about, okay, what if, you know, because anything can happen, doesn't matter, you know, what neighborhood you live in, where you live, anything can happen anytime. So sometimes I think to myself, oh, what if I go to the mosque? You know, what if, am I really safe? What if, you know, someone, you know, God forbid, someone, like, you know, shoots up the place? You know, I've read so many articles that, you know, already, like, you know, hate crimes have been happening, you know, towards, you know, not only Muslims, but, you know, minorities in general. Of course, it's all increased ever since Trump, like, you know, became, you know, was elected president. And, you know, it was really, you know, upsetting at first, but, you know, right now I'm just kind of dealing with it, rolling with it, and, you know, hopefully things wouldn't really be that bad. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, let's just pray, you know, hope, you know, things won't be that bad.
The Eldibs have a room designated for prayer and religious reflection. The room is surrounded by elegant tapestry, and the Quran sits on a little table in the center of the room. As for the rest of the home, it's calm and quiet, like Muhammad's demeanor. Not too different is his sister Sarah, who has concerns of her own. Many people didn't think that Trump would go too far in this election, but he gained strength and obviously got elected. What did you think during his campaign?
I mean, his rhetoric does scare me. It has scared me, it still does scare me. I mean, even though he has quote-unquote softened up a bit, I mean, he's just so unpredictable, you know? Not only that, but he's been using this rhetoric for such a long time. So what concerns me is some of his supporters, not all of them. It's wrong to stereotype any group, but just the supporters that agree with his rhetoric 100%. So, I mean, overall, I mean, even though there are some scary parts of Trump's presidency, I feel like it has made us as Americans stronger too. I mean, yes, there are those that support his rhetoric, but at the same time, thankfully, I mean, there are people that still are going to stick up for our rights. And, you know, I mean, I feel like there are two sides to it.
Discussions about the election and what it meant for them weren't uncommon amongst Muhammad and Sarah. And as the possibility of Trump being elected grew more and more as time went on, they spoke about this frequently.
I feel like, you know, it's just the people that he has influenced is, you know, one of my biggest fears.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, one of my biggest fears, and, you know, it's just, like,
especially
I've seen
teams.
Young adults, yeah, anybody, like, you know, trying to fit in.
The millennials.
Yeah, trying to fit in, being at school, or, you know, anybody in general, like.
Here's how I see it. Ever since he got elected, the real difference is just that people have become more vocal about how they feel towards.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, not only just Muslims,
like, they feel like they're in power.
Like, minority groups, you know, like, in general, like, people have become more vocal about it. But, I mean, what if that was always in their hearts without, like...
That is true, you know? Because he has so much power and influence, it almost feels as if we are going back in history.
Oh, yeah. We are going back in history.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, things have already been bad, and we've been, you know, we've come, like, you know, such a long way... trying to improve as a nation, and then this happens. You know, it's crazy.
I mean, honestly, I remember thinking, like, how will he affect my future now? Like,
that's what I've been thinking about too.
I also feel like ever since, like, this whole campaign in general, like, has made me much more involved in politics and made me want to know more about my rights.
There have been several hate crimes since Trump's election, and many of the victims are usually wearing religious garments. Being that Mo's mother and sister both wear those, I asked him if he was at all concerned about their safety. So your mother and your sister, they both wear hijabs. Mm-hmm. Could that make them a target for some of Trump's more extreme supporters?
I mean, it could be a possibility. You know, like I said, you can, nowadays, you know, you gotta expect the unexpected. Anything can happen nowadays. We live in a nice area, nothing, you know, will ever, I don't think anything will ever happen, but, you know, you never know.
Muhammad doesn't necessarily think that his family is in danger, but seeing some of the Trump extremists, it may cause him to think twice as a Muslim American. This is Anthony Zurita with WRPR News.